So Byron, I guess, how you feeling? You excited to get back out there for a start?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I am. It's exciting to get an opportunity to go out there with the Mike Wallaces of the world, the Emmanuel Sanders, the Heath Millers, to have an opportunity to get the ball to these guys and just to play with this caliber of team. You know, that gives me comfort understanding who I'm going out there with. You know, this ain't the Bad News Bears, you know. So that gives me comfort understanding that the playmakers we have around me. So we'll see what happens Sunday night.
Byron, you started 49 other times. It's a lot different when you know ahead of time as opposed to maybe a short time before the game. You have time to prepare.
Yeah, it's always better when you can prepare, especially when you're the backup because you never get any reps. And to have an opportunity in a week to prepare, that will help. That will help. We understand we got a tough opponent coming in here Sunday night. We respect those guys. We know they're going to come in here ready to play. We got to make sure we're ready to play. And we'll see what happens.
Protection and timing the key to your success?
I don't know. We're just trying to score one more point than those guys, and that's all that really matters. We're in that same process every week, no matter who we play. We're just trying to win the football game, and we're going to do our best job of doing that.
Byron, do you expect a Byron Leftwich offense to be any different than a Ben Roethlisberger offense?
No, it won't be no difference. I mean, we came in, we seen the game plan. We might do some things different because – I mean, let's just be honest. I'm not going to run around, make two, three guys miss, roll all the way to the left, and find Mike Wallace in the back of the end zone. I'm not capable of doing that. But what I can do is get the ball in the right guy's hand and just be myself. They're not asking me to do nothing but being myself, and that's what I'll do.
Byron, it's been suggested that because this offense is a little bit more of, as it's been called, dink and dunk, that doesn't necessarily play to your strengths like your arm strength. Do you have any concerns about that?
I mean, arm strength only really come into play when you're throwing the ball down the field. So, I mean, if it's dink and dunk, whatever we want to call it, my job is to hit the guy with the ball that's open. And I don't care if it's 5 yards down the field or 25 yards down the field. And, I mean, people are entitled to their opinion. You know, we understand that. I understand in this situation nobody probably giving us a shot. And that's understandable anytime you lose a quarterback like Ben. Let's be honest. I mean, he's – like I said, I think he was playing on the MVP level. I think he's an elite quarterback in this league, and he's down. We all understand that. I understand everybody's opinion and how they feel about the situation. But we're going to have to play the game Sunday night, and we'll see what happens. There's no need, you know, for me to think about what if that. The game's going to be Sunday night, and somebody's going to win it. And I'm just trying to do my part to make sure it's us.
So might they give you a few more of those 25-yard-plus shots down the field?
We'll have to see.
Byron, one of the things that Coach Haley said last week that Ben has done so well is make the right reads, whether to throw the ball downfield, go to the check down, whatever. How does a guy who doesn't get to play all the time get just as good at that?
Because that's what I got to do. That's what I am. You know, I mean, I got to be able to see 22 guys on the field at one time, and that's what I've always been able to do my whole life is see the field, get the ball to the right guy, and they're not asking me to do nothing special. I know this is a big game, y'all. I mean, it's a big game for both teams. But I don't have to go out there and try to do anything special. I just got to go out there and do my job and be myself. And if that's good enough, we'll have to see.
This practice is going to be a little different, though, than some of your previous practices this season, I would guess, as far as who you're working with and what you're going to do. Will you spend extra time as well?
I mean, yeah, we'll do what we have to do. Yeah, practice will be different. This will be the first time I'm throwing the mic, Emmanuel. No, so practice will be real different, but nobody have to do nothing special, man. It's still football. My job is still to get the ball to the open guy, read the defense, make right decisions, and that's not going to change for no quarterback in this league. I don't care who's playing. You got to do all those things from the quarterback position. So we'll see what happens Sunday night.
Are you prepared to do this for the foreseeable future?
Who?
Ben.
Yes. Ben was in meetings today. We talked a lot today. I talked to him on the phone the night of. I talked to him on Monday. I mean, I talked to him on Tuesday. I talked to him today. And he's in a little pain, you know, he's in a little pain, but we just talking football. We talking football. It's my job to do my part to help this football team out. And from that point, that's, you know, we talk a lot of football. We don't talk about the injury too much because I'm quite sure. I've been in that situation before. I know it's something that you don't really talk about. I know it's frustrating on him missing football games. But my job is to get ready, and he's helping me in that process, and we'll see what happens Sunday night.
Byron, you mentioned that all of this feels like you were drafted again. Do you feel like a rookie again because you haven't, in that sense, the butterflies or maybe the excitement and the anticipation?
No, I don't feel like I'm a rookie. I'm 32 years old now. I wish I felt like I was when I was a rookie, but I was jokingly saying that because I joke with Ben all the time, you know. I don't miss this part of playing quarterback, you know, in the National Football League. You know, I tell him all the time, all those conference calls, all the interviews, all the media, I tell him all the time, I don't really miss that part of it. You know, I don't really miss that part of it. And, you know, so we'll see. No, it's not no situation where I feel as though. It's just joking with all you guys. I mean, I got 8 cameras in front of me. That ain't happened in a while.
Do you have any idea how long you may have to be called upon here?
No, I don't. I'll be ready. I'll take it on a week-to-week basis because I know Ben's a tough guy. I'm not even thinking about that right now. All I got on my mind is Sunday night.
Byron, everybody talks about the long windup when they watch you play. Do you feel like that compromises your ability at all to get rid of the ball quickly in this offense?
No, that's just my opinion. No, I don't. And I normally defend myself in those processes and say a whole bunch of numbers and throwing it out, but I'll say that for the offseason. You know, it's hey, man, I've thrown the ball the way I've thrown the ball my whole entire life. I played 10 years in this league. And to play this long in this league, they don't just let guys that can't play sit there. So I don't think about none of that stuff. I don't think about his mobility, his windup. He can't do this. He can't do that. I try to worry about the things I can do.
So you've heard about that.
I've heard about that before I even became a pro. I heard about that coming out when I was at Marshall. I mean, you hear all the bad things about yourself. That 3 months from your last college game to the draft, you hear it all. So I've heard it all. And, you know, yeah, I got the long windup. I'm not the fastest guy in the world. But I believe I could play a little bit. And we'll just see Sunday night. And, you know, I don't have to put no pressure on myself to go out there and to do something different, to do something special. I'm just telling myself to go out there and play the way that I play. And we'll see if we can win the football game.
Byron, I think your coach said nameless gray faces is how he describes every opponent. Does that apply even to Baltimore, especially when you look at the fact, I think it's 9-1 the Steelers are without Ben since he's been drafted when he's been hurt, but 0-4 against Baltimore?
I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, that's just, he says that every week. I mean, that hasn't changed. I mean, that's what he believes in. That's what we believe in. And We try not to make it about nobody else. We try to do our part and execute, and we feel as though if we go out there and execute well, we can have success against anybody. And we just got to do what we got to do to make sure that we can be successful Sunday night.
Byron, you ever try to throw it a different way? Anybody ever make a compelling case for you to change?
No, that's the
experiment.
No, that's the crazy thing. That's the crazy thing. All the guys that's been around me, that coach me, told me to just throw the football the way I throw the football as long as I keep throwing it the way I'm throwing it. So, I mean, nobody's never changed my throwing. By the time I mean, you got to think, I'm a guy from high school, had one coach, you know, so I wasn't really fit in the pedigree. I'm a D.C. guy, inner city guy who grew up with no coaches, just throwing rocks, anything I could pick up.
And
I
was just, Elite Eight camp, right?
No, I ain't do all that, you know, so I throw the way I throw. It's nothing I can do about it right now. It was nothing they told me that they wanted to do about it when I was 23, 25, 27, 29. And so, I mean, yeah, I got the long windup. You look at every guy around the league, we all do things differently. The key is to, can we go out there and get the job done? And that's all I'm worried about.